Hundreds of students, faculty, and visitors have attended welcoming ceremonies at Tulane University over the past few days. The most prestigious university in New Orleans has had a return rate of about 88%, and university officials believe it could top 90% after all registration is complete. Tulane University President Scott Cowan says this is important for the city as a whole.
This is the first thing New Orleans has had to cheer about in many months, because it's a beginning for all of us here at the university and also for our great city.
Tulane is the largest single employer in New Orleans, and the return of around 10,000 students will provide a much-needed infusion of cash into the local economy. Mr. Cowan says the reopening of Tulane and the return of students, faculty, and workers will boost the population of Orleans Parish by 20%. Most of the city lies within Orleans Parish. Local political zones called counties elsewhere in the United States are called parishes in Louisiana. Most of the returning students attended universities in other parts of the country last semester after having had to flee Katrina. Surveys conducted a few months ago indicated that many of those displaced students might opt to stay where they were and never return, but the pull of New Orleans was strong. Elisa Billy, a freshman student, fled to her home state of Arkansas and attended the state university there, but she says she missed Tulane and New Orleans.
I enjoyed it up there and I made the most of it, but at the same time I couldn't wait to get back. And there's just no other place like this. And I just wanted to get back to my friends and my school and just the city in general.
Tulane engineering student and 11th generation New Orleans native Clay Kirby says he hopes to apply some of his knowledge to help rebuild the city once he graduates later this year. He attended the University of Mississippi last semester, but he never saw that as more than a temporary option.
Being from here, it's a part of who you are when you grow up in New Orleans. That's the best way I can describe it. It is a piece of who you are. When you grow up in New Orleans, you're part of a community with roots that go way, way back. I grew up in the Quarter in Uptown. So when you grow up in Uptown or Lakeview or New Orleans East or the Lower Ninth Ward or the Quarter or any neighborhood within New Orleans, it's a part of who you are.
With more than 13,000 students, Tulane provided the biggest chunk of the city's total pre-Katrina college and university student population of about 65,000. But other schools here are seeing a similar return of students, even though some of them suffered much worse storm and flood damage than Tulane. The campus of Dillard University, whose student body is primarily African American, is closed for repairs, but classes are being held at the downtown Hilton Hotel in the meantime. The nation's only historically black and Roman Catholic university, Xavier, reopened after extensive repairs to several buildings. Xavier sits in one of the areas worst hit by flooding, and nearby neighborhoods have yet to recover. Johnson Cole, who went back to his home state of Georgia just before Katrina struck this area, says he decided to come back because of the intimate nature of the educational experience offered by Xavier.
I came back, one, because I enjoyed the school. It's like the atmosphere of the school is a lot better, something that you don't find at a lot of other places. It's just like, you around here, it's like people really, really care about you. And sometimes it's kind of hard to find that at bigger colleges with like a lot more students. It tends to just be kind of overcrowded.
The return of so many students is bound to have a positive effect on the local economy, but it's only one small step toward full recovery. Housing is in short supply because so many residential areas were damaged or destroyed by the floods. At the University of New Orleans' main campus near the shores of Lake Pontchartrain, many students now live in temporary travel trailers provided by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Some Tulane students are staying on a cruise ship docked near downtown, and many other college and university students are commuting in from nearby areas that were not as devastated by Katrina. Greg Flakus, VOA News, New Orleans.